In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, first I would like to wish you all a most blessed Christmas day and season. I think it is prudent for us to meditate a bit upon the song of the angels. We hear about it every Christmas. We are reminded of it whenever we go to Mass and the Gloria is prayed at Mass. But I think far too many people do not give time to meditate and to understand the sublime meaning of that hymn that the shepherds heard and that the angels sang on that day, the birth of our Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. The fathers of the church and the saints have commented on this many different times. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. Peace. What is peace? Well, peace is the opposite of war. You see, my friends, the truth of the matter is this, that before Christ came upon the world, or came upon the earth, there was a division between God and man. A division that was made so by the fall of our first parents. Man was capable of doing only one infinite act, and that was to infinitely offend God. There were things that happened in the Old Testament that were pleasing to God, but they were only pleasing to God because of what they represented or what they prefigured. For example, in the temple, when the chosen people took the lambs and offered sacrifice to God, was the slaughter of a lamb pleasing to the Almighty? No. Oven by itself, it was not, but what it represented was, because it represented the Lamb of God who was to come to take away the sins of the world. When Christ was born, there was an infinite gap, a bridge between an infinite canyon that separated God from man. And this is the mystery that we have part with, if we want. And that's where will comes into it. Peace to men of goodwill. Many men want peace and joy. Very few find it, because they try to find peace in so many different ways. And all but one way are dead ends. There's only one way, and that's with Christ. Christ being with us and within us, and we being one with Christ, which we are able to be. by what he has instituted, established, and has left with us. So many have had what we have and no longer have it because they just don't believe. But we have it. And so on this day when we celebrate the birth of Christ, let us let the joy that comes from above fill our hearts. Let us renew our want to be people of goodwill, wanting to be one with God's will in time, so that we can realize through time our purpose and find ourselves forever with Him, born into eternity when He calls us to Himself. My dear friends in Christ, I wish you a most blessed Christmas season. May the Christ child be born in you in your heart today and be perfected as the year goes on. And may you have that peace, which the angels sang of on that first Christmas day to those shepherds. Not as the world gives. Remember what Christ said? Not as the world gives do I give it to you. It's a peace of soul. That is my prayer for you today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.